Thank you and welcome back. The strength of the beef market has been a silver lining for many farmers. These higher prices are supplementing low grain prices and low dairy prices out in farm country. Brad Thielen, the owner of Long Prairie Livestock in Long Prairie, Minnesota, shares results of their weekly cattle auction with the baby calf market reaching market highs for another week.
Strong market, them baby calves week after week seem to be steady to strong. Them good crossbred and beef calves, $14.50 to $16.75 on a baby calf. Smaller, commoner ones on the beef cross, just $12.50 to $1,500. Holstein baby calves, $9.50 to $11.50 by the head. A few of them red and white Holstein calves bring up to $13.50.
And the cull cow market over in Long Prairie has also been beneficial for farmers. Some of these cull cows are even finding their way from the auction barn back to the feed yard.
What a market on them. We had 5 potloads of fed cows, right at 185 of them fat beef cows. Some good fat beef cows, 173 to 185 with some heiferette kinds bringing up to 210 a pound on them good fat ones. Feeding beef cows. If you got a beef cow in that pasture that you think I got a kill cow, I'll take it to the kill plant and get what she's worth. Don't do it. I'll promise you. We had feeding cows last night, $160 to $2 a pound on a cow going back to feed weighing 1,100, 1,200. So tremendous prices on them. And if they're a little younger, they'll bring up to $2.50 a pound, from $2 to $2.50.
Brad Thielen, owner of Long Prairie Livestock in Minnesota, with the auction results from their Tuesday, October 21st sale. And now, 1 week later, continued optimism in the grain markets, especially soybeans. On AgriTalk yesterday, Philip Strybel, chief strategist for Blue Line Futures.
My question when it comes to like the agricultural markets is, you know, the farmer, when those beans dipped below $10, there was a lot of uncertainty, and that was the same day that Trump announced that we're going to get a deal with China. We're going to talk to them about purchases. We saw beans reverse sharply on that news. They consolidated. Now we get this possibility of a framework deal. You've got Scott Bessent coming out and saying that they're going to be purchasing a lot of beans. Beans, I never thought in my life I'd hear soybeans and fentanyl in the same sentence. It like that drives me nuts, but a totally different conversation. But beans coming up, breaking out to the upside, key level, I think 1087, that's like the 1 year high. And we could see if we could go from there. But I think also a lot of farmers uncertain that this could hold. We might see some selling and some hedging pressure come back onto the market because these guys, you know, they're feeling, they were uneasy at 10 bucks, what I'm saying. Now they're feeling pretty good. Let's put some hedges on.
Corn and oil. Two markets closely correlated.
Well, in the crude oil market, you've had prices consistently cycling lower. Look, you had the craziest geopolitical event of all time, at least during my period of time, where we're dropping bombs on nuclear facilities in Iran, and oil prices were barely able to breach $80 for a moment and close significantly lower on that day. So that tells you is that the triple digit oil, the $150, $200, that doesn't exist. That story doesn't exist. They can't close the Straits of Hormuz. They can't upset the surrounding countries in the Middle East. So prices, what's happening now is you're seeing that, you know, the U.S. is coordinating with other countries. They want to get China. They want to get India buying from countries that are not Russia. Saudi Arabia, OPEC is stepping up. They want to fulfill those needs. And then that's where you get prices starting to come down. They thought there would be a small supply disruption last week. Prices went from $56 on up to about $63 because we targeted some of those Russian oil producers. Now we're seeing OPEC say they want to increase production again. Prices are in the red here today as this recording. So I think that series of lower highs, Trump wants to get oil in the mid-50s. And I think that, you know, nearly everything we've seen him want to happen has happened. So I don't see any reason why not to think it won't happen.
Philip Strybel of Blue Line Futures. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take one more break. I'll be right back.